The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny Meringue.
And then I went to this movie theater. This is it. I made a noise like this.
Dusty Hera.
Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other.
I'm beginning to like this kid, Mike.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
Are you okay?
The Fan.
Hour number three here on Danny and Dusty on a Thursday afternoon. Thank you for listening wherever you are, while you're listening to 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM or Twitch.tv/1080AM. The Fan, we appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this wonderful, wonderful day. It's Thursday. It's 2 o'clock-ish, which means it's time for us to make our picks, our Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks for the NFL weekend starting tonight with the Bengals taking on the Ravens.
Ooh.
God, the music always hits. It always hits, doesn't it?
There's those bells.
It's just never not
baby,
good.
Let's go. Bells.
Dusty, you went 2-2 last week.
Yep.
I went 1-3. It was my first losing week of the season. Mm. Russ, how did you do?
I went 2-2.
No, that looks
2-2.
Looks like I'm
2-2. Kissing your sister.
Yeah, I'm bringing up the rear.
Yeah. Womp, womp. Twice, right, Dusty?
That's right.
Kissed your sister twice. Well, there you go. Dusty, you were in the lead at 24-12. Take us away.
I will say, regardless of how we all went last week, we are
all doing very good in the season.
Fantastic season.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Everybody has at least 20 wins this year. Pretty dang good. All right. Where I'm starting this bad boy off, I'm staying away from Thursday Night Football. I will go the Buffalo Bills, 4-point favorites on the road against the Indianapolis Colts. Little factoid for everybody out there. Last week, favorites went 14-1 straight up.
Good Lord.
The only one to lose was the Saints to the Carolina Panthers.
That seems like a big mark.
Yeah. Yeah. That is crazy. So I'm going to go Buffalo -4 in Indy.
I'm going to tail you on that one. That one actually feels like probably the safest bet of the entire weekend, if I'm being honest. It's one of the only plus teams in the AFC that doesn't have a touchdown or better spread. And then it feels like there's some tangible value there, particularly as Joe Flacco continues to be Joe Flacco.
Well, but he didn't Flacco. I feel like he only Flaccoed super hard this last week.
Yeah, and he Flaccoed pretty
he
hard.
He didn't quite Flacco that hard before the last, you know.
Joe Flacco is not good enough to win you games.
Yeah. Anywho.
That's what Joe Flaccoing is.
Anywho, I also am taking Buffalo -4 at the Colts.
Oh, well, this is boring.
So, rock chalk, right?
We cannot have this continue.
Yeah.
All right. My second pick on the board, I'm going to go Lions road favorites, -3.5 at Houston, taking on the Texans. And, look, I just love the way Dan Campbell and the Lions are operating right now.
Biting kneecaps and
they
stuff.
They are so damn good. And, look, Houston is a really good team. And
they probably need this win more than
they absolutely
Detroit,
do.
But
they have had offensive line issues. And I really like the Lions to capitalize on a team with an offensive line weakness. Control the clock. Defense, get after C.J. Stroud. And give me the Lions to win and cover the 3.5.
Well, I like where you're at there. I don't think we have any of the same picks, so I think we're going to be safe here. I'm going to take a weird line.
You do have your last pick the same as mine.
Oh, we do. Okay. I was looking at the one underneath that. Oops. But I'm going to take a weird line here just because it's more of I think this team sucks less. And I'm going to take the Cardinals as home dogs plus 1.5 against the Jets. I know.
Oh, God, those are two teams that I would never want to bet on either way, one way or the other, and especially playing against each other.
And that's what I'm thinking. Is this like a two negatives make a positive? And I'm going to go with a positive team here and take the underdog at home.
Bold strategy, Kyle.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. I like, hey.
We're mixing it up here a little.
Arizona is a team that is better than what people will give them credit for. That seems like it is a sucker line to get Jets fans optimistic and betting on their team.
So, Danny, you said that, yeah, we're not piggybacking off of a bunch of stuff, but Dusty's second pick, I, too, am on the Lions minus 3.5 at Houston. That just feels like Houston is not the same Houston that we saw for much of last season and early this season. And the Lions, they're good. They got the fighting kneecaps. So, yeah, Detroit minus 3.5.
Okay. All right. I'm going to bet against both the Jets and Cardinals in this. You said you wouldn't bet on them, Rust. I'm going to bet against both of them. I'm taking the under 46.5.
There we go. That's the way to do it.
I'm going to take the under 46.5. I see this as like a 24-21 game. That gets you to 45 points right there. So I think that game is going to be played somewhere in that range. Give me the under 46.5 Jets Cardinals.
I like it. I like it.
I'm going to sweat it out. I'm going to sweat it out like I do all of my over-unders. Cowboys Falcons had to sweat that thing out at the end, too.
I'm going to go against a pick that I have made basically all season, which is to take the Commanders and whatever points they are getting or not getting. I am going to take the Steelers as a road dog against the Commanders, not because I think that the Steelers are going to go down there and win, but if you're going to give me the Steelers on the road plus 3, their defense up against Jaden Daniels, a rookie quarterback, here's the pushback, and even in my own mind. Jaden Daniels in the two games that he has played against teams over 500 has been absolutely dominant.
Yeah. Do you know what rookie quarterbacks' records are against the spread this year?
Go on.
When they're favorites, when they're favored in a game? 11-0.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm assuming they're taking out of that when two rookies play each other.
Sure.
Obviously. But rookie quarterbacks are 11-0 against the spread when listed as a favorite this year, according to the Action Sports Network.
So that will lead.
That's a crazy number.
That's nuts.
That's a crazy number. Yeah.
That is a great segue into my next pick, going directly against Danny on this one. I'm taking the Commanders minus 3.
I've done a big.
I didn't believe in Jaden Daniels before the year. I didn't think that like he should have been the Heisman winner, whatever, what have you. But he has had a tremendous year, and the Steelers are still the Steelers. And they find ways to do things. But no, I never thought I would say this. I am buying the Commies, and so yeah, I'm taking. I'm going to go Washington minus 3.
We got rookie quarterbacks though 9-12-1 against the spread with the dogs.
Yeah, well, guess what? He's not a dog. He's 11, a favorite.
I know. That's 11-0 is favorites. 9-12-1 against dogs as dogs. That's wild, dude. All right, my fourth and final pick. I'm going to go the Atlanta Falcons. 3.5-point favorites at the Saints. You fire Dennis Allen. You trade away Marshawn Lattimore. He wasn't playing anyway. But they're feeling it in New Orleans. Now, I wondered why this line was as close as it was. There, just as you do when you bench a quarterback, you get a bump, right? You bench a quarterback, you get a bump. Fire a head coach. Oftentimes, we see a bump from a team. I just am not buying the New Orleans Saints right now.
Olave, Chris Olave.
it isn't just a Dennis Allen problem. You saw Michael Thomas's tweets. It's a Derek Carr problem, too, that they have in New Orleans.
It's a talent problem. It's a consistency problem. It's a lot of problems. And they're beat up. This is a team that needs to strip mine this thing and figure it all out, which is why, again, I am going to tail you on this one. Falcons -3.5 against the Saints feels like the biggest sucker bet of the week, which leads me to believe somebody somewhere on the Falcons is beat to hell that we're going to find out about.
I always wrap mine up with the Jacksonville Jaguars, whoever they play, and they are hosting the Minnesota Vikings this week. The Vikings are 7-point favorites. I have absolutely zero faith in anything that the Jacksonville Jaguars can do. So, yes, give me the Minnesota Vikings as a fade the Jags. Give me the Minnesota Vikings as a 7-point road favorite.
All right.
There you go.
Oh, by the way, road favorites.
Mm.
Favorites away from home, road or neutral, are 33-18-2 this season against the spread.
Good Lord. There's some pretty wild trends this year.
And they're not close. They are like chasms.
Massive gaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Road favorites performing very well in the National Football League.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Our Stone Cold Lead Pipe blocks every Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock leading into Thursday Night Football.
Right.
Which I think is a great way to take a look at what's coming up next year.
Ooh.
The Cincinnati Bengals are taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Do they have to win this game or else? Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When the schedule makers came together and put the Bengals and Ravens on Thursday Night Football primetime solo game, they probably thought they were cooking with gas. And they weren't expecting the Bengals to be limping into the contest at 4-5 and scraping and fighting for their collective playoff life.
There still is a lot of playoff hope, though, from the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, just look at the way that the AFC is right now. We went over this a couple of weeks ago, and really not much has changed. The amount of 2-6, 2-7 teams keep this door wide open, mm-hmm. even for a Cincinnati team that's 4-5 on the year. You've got Miami, New England, Cleveland, Tennessee, Jacksonville, and the Raiders all sitting there.
6 teams with 2 wins.
At 2-6 or 2-7. That gives you a tremendous leg up, but you can't allow that gap to close with any more losses. And look, they got a really tough stretch right in front of them.
It's brutal.
Coming off a win against the Raiders, you've got to start beating teams that are good. Because look at what has happened to Cincinnati. They lose to the Patriots, not a good team. Really clunky start to the year. Injuries abound for that team right out of the gate. Then they lose by 1 to the Chiefs. They lose to the Commanders by 5. They lose to the Ravens by 3. And then you get pumped by the Eagles. 4 of the 5 teams that they have beat are good teams. Or 4 of the 5 teams that they've lost to are good teams. You need to start beating good teams if you're going to be a playoff team, because you're only going to have so many Mary Sister of the Poor's to beat up on, which is all of their wins so far. They beat the Panthers, Giants, Browns, and Raiders. Those are not good teams. Over the next 3, you get Baltimore on the road tonight. Then you have the on the road at the Chargers and then the Steelers. That's 3 games that will make or break the season for the Cincinnati Bengals, and you've got to start that stretch with a win tonight.
And the interesting thing about this is a team that should probably be 6-3. At minimum, you can make the argument for 7-2, and because the Ravens game, they had no business losing.
No
business losing that game.
Nope.
None. Joe Burrow, it was one of the best quarterback single game performances we've seen from a quarterback in God knows how long.
Had to be perfect, put up 38 points and lost a football
game. I mean, he was insane in that game. You have no business losing that game. You can say the same thing about the Commanders game, and you probably say the same thing really about the Chiefs game.
You had a chance. You had a chance at the end, but it's the Chiefs. They're inevitable.
Look, and that's why I say the 7-2 is maybe a little dicey, but you shouldn't have lost to the Commanders either.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of take a look at now the Eagles game. Look, man, everybody gets that once. Everybody finds a way to, like, look, there's a reason why nobody goes undefeated.
They have 9 games left.
Mm-hmm.
Or, excuse me, 8 games left. And they need 6 wins. 6 of their final 8 to win.
And you're playing because against.
They're 4-5. Mm-hmm. They need to win 6 to feel comfortable
and
about a playoff spot.
And they only have three games against teams that aren't going to be playoff hunting. And you're fighting directly against the teams that are kind of in your range, with the exception of the Steelers. You've got the Chargers, and you've got the Steelers twice, and you've got the Broncos. Those are all teams that are right there are going to be fighting, depending on whether the Steelers or Ravens, one of those teams is going to win the division. The other one's going to be fighting for those wild card spots.
Yeah.
And so you can directly control your own destiny by giving yourself a win and knocking the other team back. And that's the reality of this. Now, they're going to go into this game tonight against the Ravens. The Ravens let go of Yannick Ngakoue, which I'm a little surprising to see how quickly he's fallen off a cliff, right?
Happens.
Like, it was 2 years ago that he was one of the most sought-after pass rushers in the league? is that escaping me? Has it only been 2 years?
Yeah, probably about 2 years, yeah.
That's just nuts. But they're going to activate the what's the running back's name? I'm totally blanking on it. For the love of Pete. Mitchell. They're going to activate Mitchell, so they'll have another one of their starting running backs back finally. Lamar is playing at an unreal level. They go and make a move for a cornerback. They get a little bit better on the defensive side of the ball. Have you looked at Ja'Marr Chase's numbers this year after just kind of the slow start to the season coming out of not practicing?
Yeah.
He has been
still really damn good.
Otherworldly good.
Yeah.
When you've got Joe Burrow and you've got Ja'Marr Chase, you have a chance basically in every game.
You do, but I think that, you know, T. Higgins being beat up all season long, and I think he's listed as doubtful for mm-hmm. tonight. He's exponentially more effective when T. Higgins is on the field. And when you have a defense that is limited and has been gashed like the Baltimore Ravens have, the one thing that they can do and they will do is if you take away Ja'Marr Chase and you put two over the top, who is going to beat you? Who is going to kill you? Because I think it's still going to be a while till you get Khalil Herbert up to speed. You just traded for him from Chicago.
Because Zach Moss is on IR.
Thank you, God, which really means things are going well in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Without Zach Moss, you're in a pinch, man. Cincinnati should not feel comfortable about this.
No.
By any stretch. And the fact that Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson can just run downhill and pound you into submission.
And your defense, which is, for the most part, healthy-ish again.
Yep. That ain't it, boss.
It's this Bengals defense is really interesting because you look at it on paper, it should be good.
Mm-hmm.
If not great, it should be good.
Yep.
It's even more of a glaring issue than when you look at Baltimore's roster and you look at the defensive side of the ball and you go, why is this so bad? And you start to wonder: is it getting long in the tooth? Is it that they're not being their typical aggressive self? Have teams solved them? Like in the case of the Ravens losing McDonald, going to Seattle, like that could be a real issue as far as why they're not what they were in the past. Because it's not like guys aren't performing. Hamilton, Roquan Smith, like they've got dudes that are still performing.
It's the sum of your pieces, though, as a defense, and that's where all great defenses really thrive is like, all right, if you have an edge, they can play independently. If you have a lockdown corner, they can play independently. But other than that, it really is 9 other guys have got to be in sync and on the same page. And there's a disconnect with both of these defenses right now that is More than concerning.
It's hard to pinpoint because when you're talking about the Bengals, you do have Trey Hendrickson. You do have Logan Wilson. You do have Cam Taylor Britt. Like
Sam Hubbard. Cam Taylor Britt. His mouth is a lot better of a player than he is.
He's Trevon Diggs. He can make very, very, very big game-breaking plays for you or your opponent.
Yeah.
The consistency tree is not there.
Yeah.
But he's a guy that can make massive plays for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got guys that are capable of very high-level production that, like you said, the sum of their parts just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense.
Nope.
It's like the teeth of the gears aren't like it. They're spinning, but it's not optimized, and it's not working the way that it should. And it's, I don't know about you, I can't
defense
pinpoint
fickle.
Something that, defense that, that really
fickle.
Stands out.
That's what it is. Like, I mean, it is truly, if one guy breaks down, the NFL is so damn good now. To where, and like, if you just could get away with physicality 20 years ago, right, you could mask a lot of those things. Well, a lot of that has been taken out of the NFL. So you look at, especially like in coverage, the Baltimore Ravens have always been pretty good. And look, they have a rookie on the outside. And Nate Wiggins, their starting corner on the outside, he is a rookie, right? And so there's going to be a learning curve. There's going to be bumps in the road because receiver play has never been better. Quarterback play has never been better. But when you can't get away with that physicality, whether it's the chuck rule or crossers and canceling crossers across the middle of the field, if somebody's not on the same page defensively now, you get gashed. Mm-hmm. And there's no way around it because you know yellow's coming out and the chains are moving. If you try to correct and you're out of position, you have to be damn near perfect in the National Football League right now to be good in coverage.
Bring physical play back.
Bring it back. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think we're going to see it. And look, this is the type of year, or this is the time of year where refs start swallowing
their
whistle.
They start getting put away a little bit. Gets a little colder. Yep. Gets a little grimier.
This is going to be AFC North football.
Black and
baby.
Blue. Yeah. All about it. Now, this is a game that I'll definitely have on the second monitor tonight when I'm watching Blazers, Wemby.
Blazers and Wemby, let's go.
Like if Wemby's playing, I can't remember the last time I had somebody who was more like must-see watch basketball, just in the sense of, what's he going to do tonight?
Where's he going to be?
Like what weird stuff is he going to do tonight? Like it's such a weird, weird, weird shift.
Did they find the basement at the Alamo yet?
Still looking for it.
Still looking for it.
No reports of any snakes in the locker room tonight, though.
Oh, look at that. That's good.
There's still a conspiracy that one of the Spurs put a snake in the Blazers locker.
Really?
Yeah.
Who do we think would have done that?
I mean, it's a long list.
But we got to go back. How long ago was that? How many years ago was that?
2015? 2016?
It was Pop.
Could be. Which
it was. Pop.
He's not doing great right now. So hopefully
yeah.
he's good.
Prayers up to Pop.
Yeah, he's out indefinitely.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It went from minor medical scare to out indefinitely.
I apologize. No.
It's okay. It's Pop's getting up there in age, and hopefully he's okay. And speaking of animals, I don't know the way we have to work this in.
Yeah, we do. Oh, one thing about tonight's game, the T. Higgins being doubtful is so huge in my mind because of the matchups, right?
Mm-hmm.
Matchups in this game. Who's going to cover Ja'Marr Chase? That's the big one. You're probably going to get help over the top.
Yeah.
Because Brandon Stevens, their other corner, not good.
No.
Okay. Nate Wiggins, you can put a rookie on Ja'Marr Chase who's been serviceable, right? Mm-hmm. That is where you sit there and you go, if they had T. Higgins,
somebody else to burn it.
Everybody is on alert. Marlon Humphrey's really good in coverage,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to plant him on the outside on Ja'Marr Chase.
And they can't even try to match them, pound for pound in the box because they don't have Joe Mixon anymore.
Yup.
And by the way, has he been valuable for the Texans?
He has been.
Has he been maybe the second best running back in the league this year? Probably.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that punching down?
Is that a Joe Mixon joke?
That is a Joe Mixon joke.
Again, much in the same vein of, well, not in the same vein.
Oh, no Orlando Brown or B.J. Hill. Oh, B.J. Hill expected to play Orlando Brown Jr. tonight for the Bengals.
So Brown's not going to go?
One.
Yep. Oh, he was
He will be out. B.J. Hill will play, though, for
God dang it. I literally just looked a second ago. He was questionable and not doubtful.
Nope, he's out. He no play.
Okay.
That from Cameron Wolf of the NFL Network.
That's tough.
Yep.
Ugh. All right. Coming up next, we're bringing wild, dangerous animals back to college football sidelines. And nobody's more excited about it than Dusty. What's that next
year?
But first, here's a Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
In the SEC, it just means more, ladies and gentlemen. It just means more. How much more does it mean? It means we're going to bring a live tiger into an arena filled with people.
Yes. Which, I am so for more live dangerous animals being part of game day experiences.
Well, Colorado, the buffalo.
Is significantly more
a tiger is a different animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite literally and figuratively. Yes. It feels like
semi-pro with the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's exactly kind of what's happening right now because the live tiger handlers at LSU are saying, let's not do this. Meanwhile, the governor of Louisiana and the surgeon general of Louisiana are both like, nah, we're good.
Yep.
And they found a live tiger that is, the source of which is unknown. Tiger King.
They said they're coming from out of state. No, Carol Baskins. Mm. Joe Exotic's in prison.
Oh,
so this reeks of Carol Baskins.
Yeah, that be Carol Baskin.
Yep. That Carol Baskin is going to bring her tiger to Baton Rouge. But they are going to bring a live tiger. Mike the Tiger is going to stay in his enclosure because LSU is like, not a good idea. And they're going to have a live tiger. This is how you know it's a big game. It's a playoff eliminator. Yeah. This is LSU, Alabama. You need to have a live tiger, folks. And I am here for it. LSU. I am so here for it.
This is our second Gladiator reference of the show. Remember in Gladiator when the tiger got free?
Yeah.
I don't want it to happen.
No, I don't want it to happen at all.
But.
Nope. I don't even want to be like, it would be interesting. No, it wouldn't.
What if it just got towards the end of his leash? It didn't touch anybody, but got really close to Brian Kelly?
It's in a cage on the field.
What if it just got really close to Brian Kelly?
It is not. No, I think his family would be very, very, very
not actually do anything, but like, it just knows evil.
So.
Could sense it.
But this is what used to happen, right? Montana used to have a live bear. The Washington State Cougars in 1927, a live cougar was on the field for Washington State. Like, it was awesome. I think we need to have more live animals on the field. I think it would be for great drama. I love seeing them. Well, everybody loves Uga. Everybody loves Smokey at Tennessee.
Yeah, and there's always a big deal if Uga doesn't come out because he's not feeling good.
He can't travel because
he's old.
Inbred. All of those dogs are very, very heavily inbred and die very easily.
Which?
Not great.
Maybe fix that.
Not great
maybe
at
fix
all.
That.
Like the Butler Bulldog, when they bring him out during the NCAA they don't let him to the NCAA tournament anymore. We bring him out for a conference tournament. That's adorable. Yeah. You put him in his little Butler sweater.
It's just like the same thing that Chicago Loyola does when they bring out Sister Jean.
Yes, Sister Jean. She's a rambler.
She's adorable.
Yep, and still alive.
Still alive.
I think.
Probably as fragile as a bulldog.
Yep. I think, like, Oregon State with a beaver.
Yeah.
You'll bring out your old beaver, hold him up in the air.
Not everybody should put their beaver up in the air.
No, but remember when that Oregon student brought a duck to the stadium, to games last year?
No.
He brought him to a couple of games, and he was in the student section.
Clipped the wings, or?
I don't know. It was his own pet duck.
Pet duck?
Yeah, and then they were like, yeah, no, we're not going to do that anymore.
Why not?
I don't know.
What damage is a duck going to do?
I don't know. I felt like it was unfair to keep him in the student section. Like, I mean, that's a lot of people that this little duck was around.
Maybe the duck likes it.
I'm wondering what other animal, though. Like, if Michigan had a wolverine.
Ever told you my wolverine story?
Or a badger at Wisconsin?
We had one living under the house when I was stationed up north. And there was a hole in the corner. In the ground.
That's terrifying.
And I was like, man, I wonder what's in there. And my buddy goes, I wouldn't put my face anywhere near that hole.
Mm.
How many drops am I supposed to get out of this segment?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Sweet fancy Moses.
Quack, quack! Quack, quack!
He goes, that looks like a badger or a wolverine hole. And I was like, hmm. He goes, watch this. Goes and grabs a broom from the garage and put the broom handle down the hole.
Mm-mm.
And then you hear this, rawr! It sounds like a freaking angry buzzsaw.
Nope.
And you pull it out and there's just, it's just tore to crap. And I was like, yo. So
yeah,
we called animal control to come pull that little sucker out of the hole.
Nope.
Stuff.
Nope.
Dude, seriously, I can't keep up with you.
I think Virginia Tech needs to bring out a turkey.
Oh, God, yes.
Like a real...
Real gobbler?
Like a real turkey.
Mm-hmm.
NC State has an entire pack of wolves.
Oh, also...
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
It's not very often I get a bust for that one out.
That's a great one. But also, I would love for people to actually see a full-size wolf.
Yeah.
Because people do not realize how big wolves actually are.
No, they're not just...
They're huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're ginormous animals.
Yeah. I mean, outside of the animal cruelty part, spray painting a gopher gold would be okay.
Golden gopher?
Yeah. Minnesota?
Yeah. This probably, I mean, we could probably...
Probably be
Craig T. Nelson.
It would probably be a...
Dubber. What? Dubinsky.
That's Minnesota State. They were the Screaming Eagles.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was Minnesota State.
Damn, getting your Minnesotas mixed up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think. Outside of, like, deities, like, I don't know, like a sun devil or, like, a blue devil, what other live animal mascots need to come out? Because LSU bringing the tiger back is awesome.
North Carolina brings out the ram every now and then.
Yeah. Well, give me a live ram.
Good one.
How is it that we have the Duke Blue Devils and the DePaul Blue Demons?
We got to separate them.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Demons, really do.
Devils are the same thing.
Ooh, Akron needs to get a kangaroo.
Ooh. Because
they're the Zips.
That's a great
one.
Give
me a kangaroo.
Put him in his natural habitat in Akron, Ohio.
That's right.
Do we get Bruce out there from Bruce Chevrolet?
No, that was a wallaby.
Well, wallaby, come on.
That was a wallaby. He came to my school when I was in elementary school. Tried to sell us cars. We were kids.
Again, you start them early.
We got David Apple at my elementary school.
I don't know who that is.
David, he was an old K2 meteorologist back in the day.
All right.
Do the Huskies, do they have a Husky on the side?
Yeah, they have a I think it's a, oh boy. Malamute.
Okay. Well, no, but a Malamute is not a Husky, though, right?
It's like a.
No, it's not.
It's not. Branch off, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's like bred down slightly.
I mean, a darn fine, you know, handsome canine. But yeah, I don't believe a Husky.
Florida, bring me a gator. Bring me a gator.
Like there's a shortage of people who know how to handle them in Florida.
Yeah. You have Billy Napier walk it down. Mm-hmm. You know, lead the team out on the field.
And look, if Steve Irwin were still around, he would probably go and help, you know, wrangle that thing out there.
Oh, my God. Why Alabama with an elephant?
Now.
That's a. Yeah, I feel like
now we're talking.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
well, and I feel like I feel like that's a tough get.
Oh, no. No, I don't care how tough the get is.
Dude, the circus got them all the time.
Yeah. Barnum and Bailey's still rolling, aren't they?
No, they're not.
No,
that's
right. No, they're really not. They're really not.
I forgot about that whole
canceled.
Thing.
Canceled.
That's right. I totally. That one escaped me. As soon as I said it, like, no, they're gone. They got in trouble.
Yeah, canceled.
Mm-hmm. They're not around. Yeah, give me an
elephant.
Give me an elephant.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Just have Kalen DeBoer, like, ride it.
Yeah.
May I ask one question, too?
Go ahead.
How is it that the Alabama, yes, thank you. That's a good one, too. Alabama Crimson Tide has been united with, why is it an elephant?
Sports writers in the 20s, my dude. That's how they got the Crimson Tide. They I guess, covered the field like a wave of Crimson Tide.
You had that
tide.
In your damn hip pocket, didn't
and,
you?
And they trampled their opponents like a herd of elephants or something like that. I think it's like, it goes back to the old-timey
newspaper
sports writers, which were great. Yeah. They gave great nicknames. They named teams. Like, it was incredible.
Were you waiting for me to ask that question?
No.
I feel like you had that one ready to go.
These are the things my wife hates me for. I forget to change the laundry from the washer to the dryer.
But you got that.
I don't forget. I just don't do it.
If she were to ask me about the origins of the Alabama Crimson Tide, I would know.
Sit on down. Let me go ahead and regale you. Vancouver Ford text line. Know. Imagine Dan Campbell leading the Lions out of a tunnel with an actual lion.
That
on
he wanted to do that.
Yeah.
He wanted to do that. He legitimately said, how awesome would that be just to have a tiger
just
or a lion?
Walk it down?
Yeah. Go. He would like ride it. He would ride it.
No, no. Do it. Walk it down the ramp like a Rough Riders album cover.
Yeah.
Like instead of pit bulls on each chain, it's two lions
That's
on each chain.
That's what I am
talking about.
Right?
That's what I'm talking about.
The Pac-12 actually did pretty good with the animals. UCLA, they rolled the small bear out, the little bear cub years ago.
Yep.
USC's got Traveler.
Mm-hmm.
The Ducks have never really rolled out have the Ducks themselves
way back. Yeah, they had live ducks.
Like we're going to come out with a mallard? Is that what we're doing? I mean,
I believe it was like it was a white duck, if I'm correct.
Well, I mean,
like that's not
the duck is a white duck.
Yeah,
it's not. He's not. I've always wondered like how they landed on the duck.
It's funny how Oregon rolls
they
out
were
with
the
white ducks huh?
before.
Oh no. I mean like which type of duck they landed on.
Oh,
because there's so many. There's pintail. There's mallards.
Well, that's why their uniforms can change so often.
Oh. See, look, he was sitting on that one too.
Yeah.
See, exactly.
That was actually a note of the uniforms they wore this past week. Is that the numbers were kind of like iridescent. They changed in the light like the head of a mallard from green to purple.
Speaking of which, I think I saw that they're busting out the green and yellows again.
The new
week.
Green, the new gangrenes.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those get my sports pants tight.
Yeah. They're modern throwbacks.
Yeah, no, they're good.
Yeah.
It's a great look. That's more, again, we were talking about this off air. That was the kind of the uniform combo that I wanted to see go up against Ohio State. Have Ohio State in red and silver. Oregon in green and yellow.
And this is where the live duck, by the way, that was Puddles.
Oh, that was Puddles.
The name of the mascot now is not Puddles.
It never was.
No, yeah.
It was
it never
always
was.
The duck.
It's not Puddles, bitches.
It's always the duck.
Yes.
The live mascot was Puddles.
Interesting.
And the Humane Society said, could you not?
Why?
I don't know. For the same reason that, I don't know.
It's a duck probably living its best life. It's probably eating
all these other schools can roll out a buffalo and a bulldog and a what have you, but like, oh no, we draw the line at the the line at a duck.
I want a Colorado-Oklahoma game where like the buffalo gets loose and takes on the Sooner schooner. Look, I'm here for chaos. Let's be historically accurate here.
All right.
Ooh, wait, also, Sooner schooner. Schooner is a boat, yes?
Yep. Well, it's also a covered wagon.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going back to the schooner and specifically like to mall rats.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, thought a schooner was a boat and...
Or Tommy Boy. Dinghy! Yeah.
So there's actually...
Oklahoma notoriously waterbound.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Is a sail ship.
Forget that.
Schooner is a sail ship with two or more masts, typically with a four mast smaller than the main mast, and a half and having gaff rigged lower masts.
Right.
However, there's a secondary definition, which is not the covered wagon, but a tall pint of beer.
Oh. I believe you misspelled schooner. Are you... S-C-H-O-O-N-E-R?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called a prairie schooner, and that's a...
No H?
No, with an H. It's a prairie schooner is a covered wagon.
Yeah, all right.
So they differentiate by putting the
look at how much we learned.
Look at there, boomer schooner.
Look at how much we learned.
There you go. And yes, it's a covered wagon used by 19th century pioneers in crossing North American prairies.
See? There you go.
It resembled the Conestoga wagon, but was smaller.
Of course. Who could forget that?
Conestoga, much like the Beaverton...
Middle School.
Middle school, yes.
It looks like a Supermax prison.
Oh. All right.
It's very boxy.
There's a fine aquatic center right next to it.
There is.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
Isn't North Texas named after Mean Joe Green? Isn't that... Aren't they the Mean Green because of Mean Joe Green?
Sure. I'll take your word for it.
I may be way off on that.
No, like that'd be a kick-ass story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really would.
One of the...
He did play there.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
No. I'm just...
No.
No, he did.
No, he did.
What?
Did he?
Yeah, all right.
He did.
What? Yeah. What? What are we...
Yeah. Mean Joe Green played there.
North Texas Mean Green football, 1966.
All right. I think they got their nickname because they were like, best player. Yep. Be like... Oregon Mariotas. What?
What?
We're the Washington Napoleons. Yeah. They're like, huh?
Yeah, how is Alabama not the Fighting Joe Namaths?
That's right.
So it's not directly related to Joe Green, but it is there.
Okay.
Again, a journalist.
See?
Yelled, come on, Green, get mean. Here we go, mean Green.
The journalist? Yeah. What about being quiet in the press box,
to
guys?
To support the football team's defense.
Yeah, not supposed to root for a team in the press box, dudes.
All right.
Even I know that one.
The nickname became popular. Fans and students eventually used for the entire football team. But, again, Joe Green was a member of those teams.
So he was on the team. Okay.
So which probably inspired the mean Joe Green nickname.
All right.
So one kind of begat the other.
Okay.
Time is a flat circle.
There's a lot of begats there. It feels like the Old Testament.
I was going. That's exactly what I was going for. If I'm being honest.
Wow. Well, what were they before?
I don't know.
I think they're just the Green. North
those
Texas Green
guys.
We don't have enough. We don't have enough colors in college football. You're just like the North Texas Green.
You got a lot.
How many are there? The orange man,
the Red Raiders.
You have the Tulane Green Wave, right?
No. You're missing what I'm saying. Yeah. Like they weren't the mean Green.
Yeah.
They were just the Green.
Oh, a Stanford Cardinal.
That's one. The Syracuse Orange Men, which is.
Well, they're just the orange.
Orange.
Yeah.
Beyond that, blue.
Yeah.
Well, Brown University is just,
well, they're the Bears.
Yeah, but they're Brown.
Well, Auburn is a color.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Well, Auburn is a color, but they are not.
You have Bowling Green.
Trying to think, is there any other color?
Boy, we're really reaching here, aren't we?
it's an underused nickname.
Yeah. Yeah, well, colors? I believe there's only four universities that have a color as the university name.
BYU used to be the Whites.
That play FBS. And they are brown, or FCS or higher, brown,
again, you
navy,
got, you got four in your pocket,
green,
ready to go.
Auburn.
You said navy?
Yeah, navy.
Okay.
Yeah. And there could be a fifth if you want to count army, because there's army green.
It's a pattern.
But it's just like navy is a considered color.
Yeah.
There's a trivia question for you. Use that at the bar.
I'm like going
Division One football.
I'm going through like every
color,
state in my head, like very quickly.
With a
like,
color in the school name, not the mascot.
Yeah. Holy hell, we gotta go. We're up against it.
You're welcome.
Perfect. That's how you end a show. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. As we get out of here, as I mentioned in the break there real quick, Shaedon Sharpe very likely to make his return for the Portland Trailblazers tonight. It'll be his season debut. I have not heard that he is going to start. I don't think they're going to take Tumani Kamara or Denny Avdia out of the starting lineup as it stands today. You could also see the return of Robert Williams III. And the Blazers are one player away, Matisse Thybulle, from being fully healthy. The big thing for me, let's see Shaedon go out there. Let's see him look aggressive.
Whoa.
And let's see him basically grab that starting spot by the huevos.
I will be very interested to see how this team looks if Shaedon Sharpe lives up to the hype that he got over this offseason, because by all accounts, his reviews from workouts over the summer, the runs that he was doing, it was that he was dialed in and he was looking to take a step forward. If that comes to fruition, it's going to take time too for him to get his legs back under him, get his wind back under him, and kind of get through playing with a bum shoulder. That's never an easy thing to do. It's easier said than done to roll out there and just start playing again with the worry that your shoulder may come out at any given time. So I'll have my eye on that one. Robert Williams is just like so much of an unknown because we've never seen him. Like
Yeah, he got injured in game six last season.
Yeah. Like it's been so few and far between his minutes. It's like, what do we even expect from him?
That's not what I thought it was.
Yeah. Well, the hope is that they're entertained tonight. Robert Williams III has played 41 games in the last 2 years plus.
All right, let's see. Go out, play hard, lose.
Right. Yeah. Have it on. Look, and then guess what, Dusty? They're 3-9 on the season, playing on a back to back where they probably end up 3-10.
They get the smaller TV today.
I did see somebody ask today.
The Blazers get the smaller TV.
If
Ravens,
Robert
Bengals.
Williams is the new Festus Ezeli. Robert Williams has actually played a couple of games in a Blazers uniform.
Not only that, Festus Ezeli never played another game of basketball in his career. I don't think we're there with Rob yet. Look, he's injury prone, not broken. There's a difference between the two.
All right, that does it for us. We got a Football Friday tomorrow from noon to 3. Up next is 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. We got Primetime with Asache and Souk right here on 1080 The Fan.
Bye.
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.